This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Joining me in the studio for our monthly conversation is Purdue President Mitch Daniels. Thanks for coming in.
Happy to be back.
This past week, you've had a lot of traveling, talking at different engagements, meeting with the congressional delegation out in Washington, D.C., and you had participated in two summits on higher education, and then also you spoke to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation on entitlement programs. Talk about the role that you have as the public appearance person for Purdue and the decisions you make in choosing which events you attend.
Well, it's a very interesting subject. I think in large part because of past lives I've led, and in some part because higher ed is really on the front burner for a lot of audiences of different kinds these days. And I'm a new kid on the block. For somewhere in there, an incredible number of high-profile opportunities have presented themselves. And I've said no to the vast majority of them. I've been wanting to stay as close to the campus and to the work here as possible. But also, it's a rare opportunity. Each of these is a rare opportunity to place Purdue's name and, I hope, promote Purdue's reputation in front of prestigious and influential and sometimes very large audiences. Case of some of these media appearances. And so I'm trying to take them case by case, cherry pick the very best ones, go try to do a good job, and just treat that as part of the responsibility. As long as these opportunities are presenting themselves, I think I have an obligation to try to do as many as I can fit in and do them well.
I was watching the U.S. Chamber Foundation one, and you mentioned that we're producing more engineer graduates.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can count on, it doesn't matter what the subject is or it doesn't matter what I'm asked, you can count on two things. One is that I will talk about the importance of higher ed, particularly the research mission of higher ed to the nation and its economic future and all that. And secondly, that I'll smuggle in a Purdue commercial at every opportunity.
Now, we cover that story, and on our website, we got some comments from some of the readers saying that they thought you were going to stay away from politics. You didn't, in fact, mention anything Democrat or Republican that entitlements talk, right?
I stay totally away from anything political, any talk of elections or which side or anything like that. I happen to believe, and so do most people, that the most nonpartisan, most universal issue facing the country is our impending bankruptcy. And it has a very direct effect on Purdue and higher education, as all our colleagues in the AAU and the Association of Land-Grant Schools have all written to Congress. If we don't grow the economy faster and produce more public revenue, and if we don't, as a nation, discipline these runaway programs, the consequences will continue to be dire for higher education and particularly for the research budgets on which a lot of our activity and a lot of our future economic success as a country depends. So, as I see it, this has nothing to do with politics except eventually both sides or all sides of our political leadership are going to have to come to terms with it. But it's a citizen's duty, and it's certainly squarely, I think, in the province of people in higher ed to speak to it. And again, I'm just one of 145, I think it was, presidents who have.
Now, next month, you've got some more appearances, and one of them is to the National Academy of Engineering annual meeting, and you're giving a lecture there. Do you know what you're talking about or what they asked you to talk about?
I'm visiting with our own college to think about possibilities. Again, you can rely on the fact that I'll be extolling the virtues of Purdue Engineering. I'll be talking, of course, about our plans for aggressive expansion, not only the one that's already in train, but the next step beyond, which we've committed ourselves to, but haven't really fashioned yet all the elements of that talk. It is a very prestigious opportunity, and I think it's accurate. I know it's accurate to say that our colleagues at the College of Engineering are pleased that Purdue gets this slot. So I really am conscious of the need to do a good job there, and gathering input and suggestions from various faculty and others.
And I'm guessing a large Purdue contingent will be there.
I guess so. I mean, we have many members, and maybe there'll be a few others attending. But no, I really want to try to do a good job for the home team at that one, as much as any other on this busy calendar.
Purdue President Mitch Daniels, thanks so much for coming in.
See you next month.
To hear much more of the interview, go to our website, wbaa.org. I'm Mike Lowitzo.